Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses, and I'm very excited to be here again today for another episode of I Am Riviera Beach with Dan Calloway, Steve White, and our special guest today, attorney Jolinda Herring. After reading Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am thoroughly convinced that we're all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyard as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamond we're seeking is found within our hometown from where we came. Therefore, we're calling this episode Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And our vision here is to shed a bright light on the wonderful, smart, talented individuals from our great city. Our special guest today is Jolinda Herring, which is one of those individuals. And then next week, we will have Ms. LaVon Graham as our special guest. So what I'd like to do right now is welcome our guests, our listeners, our callers. Please remember to like, comment, and share this show. Welcome, Jolinda and Dan and Steve.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
All right, Dan.
We're ready. Okay. Attorney Jolinda, I'll address you that way this afternoon.
Okay.
Bring us from the beginning. As long as you remember going off to elementary school and to where you went off to college and where you are right now.
Okay. I will hopefully not make this a very long thing, but as you know, I was actually born and raised in Riviera Beach. I was born at St. Mary's Hospital. Then went to Lincoln Elementary School, which is right very close to the house that I grew up in, and went there and had wonderful, wonderful teachers at Lincoln Elementary School. Mr. Jamat, for people that may have remembered him, was my principal during that time, and I was very good. I then went to John F. Kennedy High School, which some of you will probably remember that. And then I graduated from Suncoast High School, where I was a cheerleader, president of the senior class there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and off to college?
Yes, yeah, so then I left there and went to Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee, where I majored in chemistry. My initial thought was that I wanted to become a doctor and go over to Meharry Medical College, which is across the street from Fisk University. However, my plan changed my senior year. My father, as many of you may remember, owned a construction company, Herring Paving Company. And since I was the youngest, he really wanted me to come into the business. So after discussions with him, I decided to graduate with my chemistry degree because I had gone that far, but I went to Vanderbilt University at that point to get a master's in business administration and finance so I could learn about actually running a business and having more formal knowledge than perhaps what my parents actually had.
Mm-hmm.
So after leaving Vanderbilt University, I came back to Riviera Beach, and I worked in my father's company for 5 years, working on various projects throughout the county and throughout the state. But one of the things that I'm most proud of that I was able to help him do was to start getting government contracts. For a long time, a lot of minority contractors were not able to work for local governments because of bonding requirements and other things that may have just stood in their way. So one of the things that I was able to help him do was to be able to work on government contracts. And one of the first contracts that he did with the local government was the city of West Palm Beach, the police station, which is actually still there, which is on Clematis Street. He put that parking lot in when it was first constructed, and then went on to work on many, many other governmental projects after that point. But after I left working with my father, I then went to Florida State University to their law school and became a lawyer and started working at a firm called Bryant Miller Olive, which has five offices in Florida, one of which was in Tallahassee. So I worked there for about 10 years, and then I moved to Miami to open up the Miami office for the law firm, which is where I currently am now. And now I am actually managing and running the entire firm, all of the offices. Mm. So that's where I am now.
That's beautiful. You in charge.
Yes, I am in charge.
Yeah, well, the main thing about it is one day they're going to ask you to be a judge. Are you going to stay in there long enough to be the judge? Because right now with the climate, they're looking for a lot of black judges because Bronson and a couple more have already retired. How you feel about
right.
that?
So, you know, I hadn't ever really thought about becoming a judge. One of the things that I am doing within my law firm, as you can imagine, I was the first African-American lawyer to be hired there and the first one to make partner. So one of the things I'm concentrating on is continuing the diversity of a law firm, understanding that African-Americans, we have a lot to contribute. And although, I still hear that qualified word sometimes. And so, you know, the thing that I would like to point out not only to people in my firm but other people to understand that qualified comes in a lot of different ways, not maybe just your grades, but there are a lot of things that make you qualified. So I'm continuing to focus on the diversity at our firm to make sure that we are as diverse as we can be.
Oh, that's beautiful. What about internship? Because every summer, so many of the young people that we sent off to college, and you know some about that when I was over there, to
mm-hmm.
take gym.
Yes.
And, but we're still mm-hmm. doing that. We're doing it more now than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we are always asking people to have someone of the juniors or the seniors year, going into the senior year, that have them to intern. Now, can you give out a couple of internships in your office down in Miami?
We could certainly consider that. We have not done that in the past, but what we have done for those students that are in law school, we do bring them in over the summers so that they can get to see what a law firm experience is all about and get to work on some projects so that they can have some legal experience once they graduate.
Well, the reason why I'm saying that, because I made a commitment to give out two scholarships in the name of Andrew DeGraffenwright. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
you are familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
He passed
yes.
about 6 weeks ago. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
Mary Shealy, who was
mm-hmm.
his wife, was next door to you. And you know my
yes.
relationship with the Shealys and everybody in that sector.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we have had to go to David Ehrenberg and some of the guys who went to school at the University of Florida to get
mm-hmm.
Someone to give them that training during the summer
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then come out and whatever you go through in the internship. We just got to line up some people before we can tell them that. And the other thing I like to know, there are going to be about 5 to 10 people that we got in school and going to be in school, going into the law enforcement. Would that be a time that I can call on you or Steve, who is head of our education component, to come and speak to them or some of the kids who are coming out of school want to go into to the legal field?
Absolutely, and I would love to come and speak to students and be a mentor for them, any of the ones, particularly students in Revere Beach, to let them know that they can do it. They can do anything that they focus on and set their minds on. I certainly do speak to young people all the time, but would be happy to come to speak with invitation from you guys.
Okay, Stephen? Are you there, Steve?
Absolutely, Mr. Calloway. Definitely.
I know you have some questions for Jolinda.
I do. Jolinda, how are you? This is Steve White.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. So the thing that I would ask you that I try to do with most of our guests is to talk a little bit about, you know, what it takes. The mindset, because, again, as I was saying last week when we were talking with Ann McNeil, oftentimes young people see successful people such as yourself, but they really don't understand a lot about the mindset that it takes to get there, you know, the drive that you have to have, the persistence, the commitment. And I would like for you to speak to that, please.
Well, Steve, what I would say to young people listening is that you have got to set a goal. One thing that I have been very intentional about is setting a goal in my career. Either that is what I wanted to achieve in terms of becoming a partner at the law firm, a certain amount of money that I wanted to make, and I use that goal to continue to drive me through the process. Because it certainly is a process and it is a journey. And I try to continue to be encouraged. I had a lot of people around me that also encouraged me during those times when I felt like I couldn't do it or that this was not for me, but to let me know that, yes, it is for you. If others can do it, you can certainly do it. You've got to just stay focused and stay on that path. One of the things that I've always done in my particular career is I've tried to do those things that other people did not want to do. Even if that meant me staying at the office another hour or 2 hours more, but I always learned something from doing that task that someone else did not want to do. And so whereas someone may have thought that this is something, oh, you know, we're going to give her to do it. No one else wants to do it. I, you know, would eventually become an expert in that particular area. So now, just something that somebody didn't want to do, I became the expert, and now people have to come to me for that knowledge for something that someone else did not want to do. So, yes, it's a little bit more work. And you are probably going to work a little harder, but I will tell you at the end of the day, it is definitely worth it.
Okay, one other quick question I have for you as well. So if you're talking to young people, let's say high school students at this point, and they're considering mm-hmm. going into the legal profession, they would like to become an attorney, from an educational mm-hmm. or academic point of view, what would you say to them as far as what areas of the academic that they really need to be skillful in? I mean, I'm a big proponent that our children need to, of course, be dedicated to reading and excellent readers. But so from an educational or academic point of view, what would you say to, say, high school students that are interested in going into the legal profession?
So for students that are interested in going into the legal profession, I would certainly say from an educational standpoint to definitely focus on your English. A lot of what we as lawyers do is we write. And people want to, you have to be able to write well to convey your side of the case. So focus on English. Knowing your English, knowing how to spell words. I mean, now with everybody texting and we're shortening such things, you know, you've got to really be focused to make sure, you know, that you've got your English, your grammar down, because that makes a big difference between, you know, your complaint and the opposite sides complain. There's a lot of misspellings or grammar is not right. The other thing I would say is focus on math. It seems that you wouldn't need math to become a lawyer, and a lot of people that say, well, I don't like math, so therefore I'm not going to become a lawyer. I want to become a lawyer because I don't like math. But the skill set that math gives you is critical thinking and knowing the numbers. That's very important in a law firm, and it becomes more important if you decide you're going to get into management of that law firm. Absolutely understanding the numbers. So I would say, you know, make sure you focus on English and on math and keep your grades up, because each level of education that you attain, people look at your grades. Grades are just an indicator of a test that you took at a one point in time, but it's also what will keep you out of a position. So make sure your grades are high, you're focusing on your grades, and that, you know, you get good study habits, and that will help you to become a successful lawyer.
Okay, well, I really appreciate that. And you have said something that has even opened my eyes, because I would agree with you that a lot of students who are considering the legal profession don't think of math as being a subject matter that they need to be very fluent in when it comes to going into the legal profession. So thank you for that information, and I'm sure Mrs. McNeil Ann has a question for you as well.
Okay.
Yes, Jolinda, you just brought back a long time memory when you mentioned about your dad and the fact that he was on that City of West Palm Beach project. And all the years we've known each other, we've never talked about the fact that that was my project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is true.
Wow. Yeah, I was the contractor for that project, the prime contractor for the City of West Palm Beach project. And just like he was the first, I was also one of the first. And so many of us were first for the city. And here now, gosh, 20-some-odd years, 30-plus years later, here you are a first. So what I'd like to ask you to do is share any aha moment or anything that you think is important being from Riviera Beach, going away, and then coming back in different ways to share your experiences, which you still have a presence here in the city. And so if you would share any kind of aha moment or any point that has helped you to realize, and really the point of the show is the fact that we can go all over the world, but there's no place like home. So any thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, I think the one thought that I would share about Riviera Beach, although I understand that other people may not see the value in our city, I certainly did, because one of the things that, as you all probably are very aware, many people are aware, my family has been involved in Riviera Beach from a political standpoint, a community standpoint, for as long as I can certainly remember. I've, you know, been going to city council meetings probably since junior high, and definitely in high school since I was very involved in my high school. So understanding that, but it has come full circle for me in particular. As I described, I've left the city. I've attended three different universities, both HBCU and predominantly white major institutions. And the job that I do, my particular aspect of practice, is public finance. So I am working with local governments, helping them to finance projects. And when you hear them talking about municipal bonds, that's one of the things that I do. So having an understanding of local government, mayors, city council people, what they do, how to help them achieve their goals, that's a major part of my law practice. But I definitely have to say I got that training from Revere Beach, being involved, knowing all of the mayors since Bobby Brooks, you know, on a personal level, going to city council meetings, understanding, you know, what they were doing and being able to, you know, use that knowledge in the profession that I am now. So I would say to everyone, you know, you go away, but come back and bring some of that knowledge to the city. I actually do work for the Revere Beach CRA. I also work across the state of Florida with a lot of different local government, cities, counties, but I'm able to say to them, here are some experiences or things that some other governments are doing that, you know, maybe you want to consider here to make our city better. So that's my thought.
Well, thank you so very much for that. And I think, you know, I don't know if I told you this recently, but this show was inspired by your mom. And you know, you and I have been in business together, and I shared with your mom years ago that exactly what you're saying, you experienced, your mom gave that same experience to so many of us just because mm-hmm. she was an advocate. She was the first Black female I ever saw stand up and speak truth to power at those commission meetings. Right. She didn't care who it was. She didn't care where it was. And so my yeah. question, yes, and so my question to you is, do you see or feel any of that level of advocacy in yourself?
I think I have that in different ways. For sure, my thoughts when I'm working on a project for City of Revere Beach, the level and care and the thought that I give that project is definitely a lot different from when I'm working on a project, say, for City of Tallahassee, just because of the fact that I have the roots in Revere Beach. I want to make sure that our council people, our CRA commissioners, are as well informed as possible. And I always offer, you know, to tell people, you know, call me with any questions that you have. Be sure to pick my brain on that. I don't think that I will ever probably run for office just because I have been around a lot of politicians. I don't think that's my necessarily highest and best use, but certainly would be willing to allow, you know, and have had conversations with others using my experience and my knowledge and expertise.
Okay, my last question is if you would share with us, and the other love we both share is regarding Florida Memorial. And so can you share with us your involvement coming from Revere Beach, now being involved with that university?
So Florida Memorial University, I have been involved with them over the past 9 years. I served on the board of trustees and am the immediate past chairman of that board, and really recruited students to go to the university. That was certainly a passion of mine, and also offered, you know, look, I am a source. You know, people can call me, talk to me about, you know, what they needed to, as well as getting students, you know, involved. So currently I am no longer serving on the board, but I am on the board of the Florida Memorial Foundation, and I am now on the board of trustees at Fisk University.
Excellent, excellent. All right, back to you, Dan. Thank you, Jalinda.
Thank you.
Dan, you might be on mute if you're speaking. Yeah, I think he fell off. But anyway, Jolinda, we do have a number of individuals who are sharing and listening from our city and other places.
Okay.
What I'd like to start, yes, what I'd like to do is just ask you if you would share any kind of thoughts and ideas or recommendations for anyone from Revere Beach, because the show is about us and those who were born here. My desire and our desire is a part of creating this show. And again, I have to say this again because this is a promise, and I tell people this is a promise I made to you. I made this promise to your mom, and I've talked to you about this, and my commitment to her was that I was going to do the show. She and I were going to do the show. And then, of course, you know, you're laughing, but you know she came to see me before she left and reminded me that I did not keep my promise. And so I said, you know, I'm going to keep my promise before Dan gets here. And because of that, ended up asking him to consider, you know, co-hosting the show with me, because I really wanted to make sure that we reach out to those individuals from the city like yourself and like many, many, many others. I think we have Dan back. Dan, you back?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. If you want to go ahead, any additional questions?
Well, no, you see, I miss, when I came back on, it was about her, me run for council person or some political position.
No,
of course. See, I heard that, but I understand that because her mother, Mary, she was head of the Voters League, and she was in everything,
yes.
And I guess Herman McCray and
yes.
Don Wilson and myself was in the middle of all that.
Yes.
Tanzas, she was the first black female to be elected
yes.
as the council person here in Riviera.
Yes.
That. But the point is, we're going to bring a group of kids down to Miami this summer, giving them, Steve is over that. It's our education program. We're going to give them a tour like at South, at what is that, on South Beach, and just give them a tour there. And when we're there, we would like to stop by your office for the people to understand from Riviera that here you are, born and reared up here, and we're going to be able to have you to say a few words, if you will, about that
yes.
when we come down there.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
And we'll take you to lunch.
Okay, great.
And then Anna meet us from her office over there and be right there. Because this is one thing we're doing, Jolinda. We're going to be working with the kids over there at Stony Brook. And we are already interviewing two people, a male and a female, from the health department to teach them about teenage pregnancy. Too many of those kids over there, 13, 14, 15, 16, and had a baby, and that got to stop. And then they think if they have another baby, they'll get a bigger one of those checks for food stamps or housing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop that. We got to show them that's not the way in education and go and get a job and be self-supporting rather than depending on the government. That we will do. I'm 82 now, but that's my last will and testament to put that in Steve and Ann's hand, and they will conduct it after I go and meet the people up in the great sky. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, and God bless you, and we'll be in tune. So I got to go now. I got to go and talk to a family who evidently they lost someone, and they want to talk to me about that. Thank you now.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
All right. So before we wrap up, Jolinda, we're going to have Steve, if you have any other closing comments, because my final comment and question really is, let me just say it to you, Jolinda. Do you know, and we can talk about this offline, because the goal of the show is to identify. So if you know any additional individuals who are born and raised in the city like yourself, and LaVon, you know we have to get your sister, Ravona, also on the show. But we want to reach out to people who are here, who are not here, but who are willing to come on and just share their experience in growing up in the city, because, again, many people impacted your life, my life, and many of our lives. And the goal and purpose of this show is to just ask us to come back and share. The show is evergreen. We will be, you know, sharing the show virtually on podcasts and on all the social media, because I do believe that each one reaching one, we can make a difference in our city. And even though we may not think that it matters, again, right, our lives were impacted by one person at a time. And so with those thoughts, okay, and I'll talk to you about that offline to get some names and numbers.
Okay.
We'd like to give you, you know, an opportunity to just close the show by sharing any thoughts, suggestions, ideas that you may have, and then we'll wrap up the show. Thank you.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you so much. I did want to just close by saying that, you know, you can do anything that you put your mind to, but one of the things that has helped me, in addition to the formal education, the thing that, you know, I feel like we need to do, and Anne, I know you certainly agree with this, is the financial education, because that is how we truly gain independence, is being able to have the finances to be able to help others, number one, and to be able to do things for ourselves. So I'm going to leave it with that. I certainly thank you all for inviting me to participate on the show today, and I look forward to identifying some others for you as well.
All right. Thank you so very much. And, again, we want to encourage everyone to join us next week as we continue promoting the show, hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And our special guest next week will be none other than Miss LaVon Graham. And with that, we want to thank you, Jill Linda, so very much, Dan and Steve. Thank you all. And remember that you are, you probably learned from your hometown. So wishing all of you the very best. Wishing all of you the very best, and we'll see you next week. Everybody have a good day. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.